Jeremy's Cleaning Service. Jeremy
speaking. Can I help you?
Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. This is Evan from Local Splash. Giving you a call back.
Yep.
Yes, sir. So did you have a chance to review everything? Do you come up with any questions or concerns?
No, I had a chance to review everything and like take everything into account as to where I'm at right now. And to be honest with you, I'm good on the service at this point. I think you guys offer a great package. It's a little expensive for me, and I've made a lot of headway online myself, having a little bit of extra time to like put all these things into motion. So I think for right now, I'm pretty good. You know, I mean, Angie Leeds is giving me 15 to 30 a month, and I'm closing 90%. So
okay,
I think okay. Just me being me and me being honest and getting my own traction online, I'm doing pretty good right now.
Okay. I mean, would you be open to us at least handling like the Yelp side of things and the Google side of things for you? Since you're already finding success, at least with that lead-based service, we can get you some exposure.
Yep. Well, Yelp is doing its thing right now. I didn't close that out. I'm finding a little bit of traction already after a couple of days. So okay. I don't know how much that would be, but so far they seem to be doing an okay job. And I'm made some progress building my own website. Actually pretty good on a computer. It just takes me a little bit to get there because it's been a couple months.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And that's what I was just essentially recommending is taking some time to off your hands. It's essentially like taking on a whole full-time job. We take care of like the Google side of things and the local SEO optimization, which can get pretty tricky. It wouldn't be near as expensive as our lead-based service. It still gets you a hefty amount of jobs. That one would only be about $449 a month, and that's just a month-to-month basis with no contract.
And what does that entail for the package?
With that, you get $300 of Google ads, which is roughly about 200 individual ads every single month. Those show up at the top of the page as well, specifically targeted to the audience you're looking for, even down to specific streets and areas. It's really unique on how well we can target those. On top of that, we take care of your optimization across all search engines, something like Yelp we take care of within that, Bing, Safari, Apple, the map searches as well as the voice searches. So if there's someone that has like a preference of their own on how they search for things and how they find someone that's going to do any type of service for them that you qualify for, we're going to make sure that you show up on those other platforms as one of the first options as well.
Okay. And that takes obviously the website off the table, and what else is gone from what we spoke about yesterday?
So for starters, of course, the Google guarantee, it's not going to have the leads associated with it. You'll still show up at the top of the page, but it just won't be pay per lead. On top of that, the Facebook advertisement's not included within that. It's not within it.
I logged into Facebook after we spoke yesterday, or I'd say after I got done with my second job yesterday. Mm-hmm. I went on to Facebook and immediately got approved. Or not, I wouldn't say approved, but I wasn't stopped for reasons that were not known to me. So.
Gotcha. Good to hear.
Ever since I signed up to Angie, got with Google, where they're doing like the check right now, and everything just got simpler.
Awesome. That's great to hear. I'm happy to hear you got that figured out. But yeah, it just wouldn't include the Facebook side of things. You said you did have the website covered, or would you be open to us building that out for you?
Well, I can definitely build my own website, but if that's not involved in this package, I'm good.
Yeah. So within that, I mean, at no additional cost, we can include a website to be built out and maintained for you at that $449, in case you just wanted to have us take that off your shoulders.
Okay, so website, Yelp, and the Google side of things?
Yes, sir, and then just the local SEO optimization on those other platforms as well. So you show up in those search engine results if they're not using something like Google or Yelp.
Okay. Well, that actually sounds pretty good.
Absolutely. I mean, you can definitely take care of Facebook advertisements. They make those really user-friendly. Home Advisor, they essentially walk you through all of that and take care of it for you. But when it comes down to the Google side of things, there's really no one that's going to be there that's going to make sure that you're making the right moves. They don't really have a department that's like us that's ensuring your marketing is correct. Also, with that, it's going to take care of the SEO, which can get really in-depth. You can really waste a lot of time with that stuff if you just don't have the expertise behind it. And even if
SEO,
you go and learn.
What's that stand for?
Stands for search engine optimization. Essentially, in really layman's terms, when anyone does a search, they have to integrate a business into those searches. So the keywords that you qualify for, anything that has to do with any type of pressure washing, cleaning service, or any variation on how people type those in, the reason any business shows up is because they've been programmed correctly to show up on those results. And that's exactly what we do with you. We wouldn't just stop at Google. We do it pretty much clear across the internet.
All right. So now I guess I just have one follow-up question.
Sure.
Because you'd be building my website if I went with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I give up on what I'm doing right now, which I'm only really an hour in and I've made a lot of progress. But I'm sure your guys' would be sleeker and sexier, whatever verbiage you want to use for that, based on your general expertise.
Yeah.
Would that website be gone if I canceled my service?
No. That's the beauty of working with us. Everything we do for you is under your ownership at the end of the day. I've signed on 263 people in the last year, and none of them have canceled on us. But with that being said, everything that you, like I said, have with us is under your ownership, including that website. And it's built on HTML. So that's a very, very common code that like you could get really anyone to take care of. If you did move away, there'd just be generally like a $50 transfer fee to get it wherever you want. Like, Google, like, if you went to GoDaddy or Bluehost and needed it hosted there, we just charge $50, I believe, generally to just transfer it over correctly and make sure everything's functioning when it gets there, which is pretty standard across the web, pretty much, if you're going to transfer any type of site like that.
Well, I'm down. That sounds great.
Okay, great. Well, let's get some basic information for you, and we'll get all this rolling. For starters, what are the hours of operation looking like for this business?
So I've been varying them a little bit here and there to try to, like, fine-tune it.
Okay.
Right now, what I'm looking at is basically 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And 8 to 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. Not to say I don't accept calls or whatever after the fact. Those are just like my working hours.
Right. And you said 8 to 2 during Saturdays?
Yeah. So it's 8 to 2 on Saturday. And then I think I have it right now the same for Sunday. I've been kind of
taking
them as
Saturday and Sunday. You're doing 8 to 2?
Yeah.
Perfect. And I assume you're licensed and insured with this business?
What's that?
Are you licensed and insured with this business?
I mean, I have a DBA doing business as. I'm not insured yet, but I plan to do so soon.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you have the DBA, that's fine with the licensing. And then as long as you're planning on getting your insurance soon, we can definitely work with that. And Jeremy, we're going to market you for every single type of service that you offer. But within that, we're also able to target specific niches, money-making jobs that you maybe want more of. Do you have anything like that in mind?
I mean, I don't have any business accounts yet as far as cleaning services.
Okay, so you want some more commercial?
Those are always welcome. I mean, commercial. Those are always better paying. One or two of those wouldn't be a bad thing.
For sure.
I have 20 people that are begging to work with me part-time, so I would like to eventually expand, but right now it's all on my back.
I'm taking note of that, because if we know you can take on commercial jobs and you have the manpower to do so, we're definitely more than comfortable with having you show up for those searches.
Yep. I definitely do. I just have to be able to justify it.
Exactly. And we'll definitely find you some work on the commercial end. Like you said, it's really good money. We're just doing one job at a time. And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
So 12043, that's Cobleskill, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
12149, that's obviously where I'm located.
Right.
Basically anywhere in this county.
Okay.
You know, I have no problem going a little bit outside of that. I drove 50 minutes yesterday to do a job that was $200 for 2 hours. So
okay,
I'm definitely willing to go out a little bit.
Yeah, you're willing to travel probably about 50 miles.
That's a double-edged sword, because I have a lot of, like, you could call them mini cities around me.
Uh-huh.
I'm a country guy. I prefer to stay in the country. But,
okay.
So like Albany.
Let's keep it in the county.
Okay.
Yeah,
like Albany.
Just keep it in the county.
Yeah, we go to Otego County or Schoharie County. No problem.
And no Albany, right?
Nope, no Albany. I'm not looking for Albany or Schenectady. There's plenty of people. It's a congested place. There's plenty of people there. I have no desire for drugs, so I don't go out there.
Fair enough. And that's the beauty about these Google ads, is we can make sure not to target specific cities and stay away from them. So that's good.
They have their own people out there. They have plenty
right.
of help.
Yeah. You don't need to get in the mix of those people.
Yep.
All right, Jeremy. And I have your first name spelled as Jeremy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And what's your last name?
D-E-V, so David, Edward, Victor, Oliver, Lion, Victor, Elephant.
So D-E-V-O-L-V-E?
Yep.
Perfect. And what's a good email for you, Jeremy?
All lowercase, J, and then my last name, Devolve. .j@gmail.com.
Perfect. And for a billing address here, Jeremy, I see we have 225 Smith Road. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Great. And just give me one moment. Applying that same discount that we had, so you can get that $449 that I applied for the first one. Just one moment.
So it's $449 a month every month?
Yes, sir.
No, Facebook was oddly user-friendly once they accepted me. I signed up for it last night. It took me 10 seconds. I was like, are you kidding me? There's nothing I did differently. The only thing I did differently
exactly.
was the background where I like signed up for different business things.
Yeah, they can be tricky sometimes, but once you actually get onto Facebook, they are generally pretty straightforward on how you achieve things with them. That's a really user-friendly. That's like their main thing that they try to reach for.
It blew my mind. After I got back with the job, I tucked in my son, and I did that, and I was like, are you kidding me? You just gave it to me now. I fought with this thing for months.
It's just loading. I appreciate your patience with this.
No, it's all good, though. For computers to decide when to be finicky.
Right. Okay, I got those applied. Perfect. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
We're going to be using the MasterCard.
Okay, perfect. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
0652-8469-1736. Expiration date, 0126.
Okay, I think, let me get that card number again. It looks like I missed some numbers. Let me try one more time, please.
5121-0652-8469-1736.
Okay, there we go. I think I missed the first four. And the expiration date, please?
0126.
And the CV code as well, please.
672.
Great. Now, okay, so Jeremy, we're going to give you a business line. It serves for two purposes. I mean, these calls are still going directly to you, but with that business line, we're able to weed out a lot of these scam and spoof calls you would have got from this exposure, as well as we're able to really get some in-depth analytics from that business line we give you. But even with those security measures that we're taking, some spam and spoof calls still might trickle through, because of today's climate on the internet. So what we do to prevent anything malicious from happening is we set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to make sure it's us, you just ask us this question and we'll answer it for you immediately to verify it is us. Now, for that question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name is pretty easy to get. City I was born in is pretty easy to get. Let's go with first pet name.
All right. And what's the answer for that?
Nikki. N-I-K-K-I.
Thank you. All right, that's just loading up for us.
It's funny, I've had three calls like this with the Google affiliates business or whatever frig it's called.
Uh-huh.
And the first one it was like $129. It was a promotional fee. And it was really awkward how they did it. It was $129 a month and then $150 a month after that, I think. And then they offered to give me like, oh, if you don't have pictures, it's no big deal for your website. We have our own pictures. Like, dude, that's not okay. Right. Now you just triggered like my inner bitch switch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad, but like I'm not trusting you.
Right. Yeah. You want to use your own pictures, especially for that stuff, because you can get copyrighted and then you have to deal with all. Yeah. Yeah. Especially for what you do, you can have actual pictures of like something you can see the physical difference before and after you do a job. That's pretty ridiculous.
Not only that, if I'm making something out of my mind and I'm designing it with carpentry, like I want you to see what I'm capable of.
Exactly.
Not something I can't duplicate.
Exactly. I mean, that's just weird. All right, so I went ahead and I got that. So I just have to do something called our voice verification script before I'm actually able to process this payment.
Okay.
It's just recorded for quality assurance, just to outline our service agreement. It's recorded for your protection as well. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if I'm going through this at any point and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jeremy's Cleaning Service.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Jeremy DeValve, business owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. And go ahead. Could you pull out your phone for me? I'm going to give you our phone contacts. This is going to be the only number from here on out that we contact you from, as well as where you contact us.
So pull up. I'm on my phone right now.
Yeah, if you could open up your contacts.
Okay.
And, yeah, so when you're ready, I can give you that phone number. You can just save it under the name Local Splash.
Well, Local Splash. I'm just going to jot it down. I have a notebook in front of me at all times. All right. Go ahead.
All right. That's going to be 877-635-6225.
877-635-6225.
That is correct.
It's a weird business name.
Yeah, it's weird, but I kind of like it. It kind of makes it sound like water park.
I hate it. I grew up by the ocean.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It kind of makes it sound like a water park or something fun like that. And then just like the metaphor for it, making a splash in your local area. It's kind of creative.
Well,
so with that, yeah, probably so.
I run into the same thing playing drums, like always trying to come up with a better band name. Like everything's already taken.
Yeah. So I guess we're just trying to stand out and not really sound like anyone else. That's one of these ad companies, because they probably are pretty derivative. But with that contact information, Jeremy, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls as well as emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you explain that to me further in a different way?
Yeah, really simple. If you hire on anyone to do any type of marketing for you, digital marketing for that matter, you just let us know about it so we know how to accommodate it in the best way possible.
Okay, so you already know I'm on Angie.
Right. This would be more so for actual marketing, like if you got someone to start promoting you, like on a site or something like that, that's beyond just a lead-based service, just let us know about it and we'll take care of the rest.
Okay. Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term will be charged today's date, June 18th, 2025, in the amount of $449. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the amount of $449. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Understood.
All right, processing that now. All right. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you, Jeremy, and welcome you on board to our team. I really think this is going to be the start of a long-lasting relationship to come, and I really can't wait to see how we help you thrive as a business. Now, there's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions. I would need you to sign real quick, and as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
Okay. I think I just received a text, so yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, if you're looking for something, I'll say something along the lines of like a initial invoice, and I'll have a link that'll say, click here to accept subscription terms. You just click on that link.
Right. I think I did it. It won't go down any further for me to submit anything if there's an option for that.
Yeah. So if you're on your phone, try turning it sideways. Sometimes when you do it long ways like that, it'll get stuck.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a weird thing on that end.
All right, so if you're taking care of Yelp, I'm going to have to get a hold of Yelp.
Yeah, we'll pretty much take care of that. You can consolidate whatever cost you're having on that end to us for sure. We're a partner of them as well, so you're definitely in good hands for taking over that.
Well, I don't think they're going to give me a problem. I don't even think they charged my card yet.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. That shouldn't be bad then. All right, so I just got that. I thank you for signing that for me. Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. This is going to be about a 30-minute or so conversation with one of our programming specialists. They just really deep dive into everything, setting up the avenues for you to send us over pictures, getting a good idea of how we're going to market you, specifics. What would be a good time to do that call? We have availability all day today. Also later this week if today just doesn't work.
Yeah, tomorrow would be better. If we could do around 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely do that. And Jeremy, I have your phone number here. It's 518-231-8131. Is that the best way to reach you?
That is.
All right, give me one moment. I'm scheduling that now. All right. Well, we are all scheduled up for that tomorrow. First thing tomorrow at 10. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do. Again, Jeremy, I want to welcome you on to the Local/team. I really think this is going to be a great move for you and honestly something that's just going to really help you out in the long run. But otherwise, we're all good to go, man. We'll call you up first thing tomorrow and get all this rolling.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jeremy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. You have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.